Have you been blessed already?
Amen.
Amen. Ain't nothing like being with God's people. Amen.
Amen.
And being in the presence of the Lord, being able to worship the Lord together, be edified by the testimonies, and be touched by His Spirit as He moves in and amongst each and every one of us. Think about that. We may not see Him with our natural eyes, but every one of us, the Spirit of God was moving in amongst us. How precious. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-mm. If you want to open up your Bibles to John 16, we're going to talk more on what we were talking about this morning. You know, we talked about leaving lies and taking truth. And tonight we're going to be talking about, we have a promise that every one of us can be led into all truth, guided into all truth. And so we talked about this morning that Jesus Himself, He is the truth. Amen. We talked about that. And so the question I asked you, how important is the truth? Well, it's the difference between life and death, because we looked at where Jesus told us that there was a thief that come. He was not only just a liar, but He was the father of lies. And so if we don't have the truth, we soon will lose the life that Jesus brings to us. And so it's important to be able to know that we have a promise to be led, and we can be led, and we should expect to be led. We should expect to be taught in everyday life. Amen?
Amen.
So if you would, John 16, let's start reading in verse number 12. You notice it's red letter. So it's out of the mouth of Jesus. He's talking to us. John 16 and 12. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Verse number 12. Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot hear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine, therefore said I that He shall take of Mine, and shall show it unto you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You so much for the power of Your Word. We thank You that Your Word is quick, it's alive, that it brings life to us. And we ask tonight, Lord, that we hear things that we maybe mislaid or things that we've never understood, let them become clear, crystal clear in our heart, soul, and life. And by faith, let us step out into a new realm with You, Lord, to be able to believe and trust that You will teach us in the most minute of things, Lord, that will grow into the very teaching of every situation and circumstance, the things that seem to be out of our reach, out of our grasp, that by faith, Your will can be done in our lives, and the impossible with man can be possible with You, Father God. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, and we all say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In these verses of Scripture, I want you to remember three phrases that we're going to see tonight. That, first of all, that there is a time to hear. Amen. There's a time to heed what we hear. And then there's a time to have what we've heard. Amen. And in these verses of Scripture, we'll see that. And if we'll be in a place of expectancy, then we're going to see more and more of God's Spirit talking to us, bringing revelation to us, encouraging us. So hold those things in your mind as we look at this. Now look at this verse number 12 again, where Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. So what you and I, we've got to see and understand, there's a lot of things that we've been praying about, a lot of things we have questions about, a lot of things in our life and our family's lives that happens that we don't understand. You know, and we come and we bring them to God. And we know that the Bible promises us that if we ask anything in Jesus' name, that God will hear that prayer. He will honor that prayer. Even out of the mouth of Jesus, He said, what you ask in My name, the Father, He'll give it, that He may be glorified in the Son. So we know that we have a promise, but we're not seeing the answer to that prayer. We're not seeing the Word come in our life that we want. Well, we got to understand that there's a time and a season. Amen. And that's something that as the devil tries to discourage us or browbeat us or make us think that God's not hearing us or God's not interesting, We got to step back and we got to rightly divide the word of truth. And he said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Some things, God is just so merciful that he won't give it to us before we're ready. Amen. He won't take us to a place where we can't handle his truth. We can't walk in it. We can't receive it. And so here Jesus is talking to his disciples in this point of time, and he's saying, I've got so much more for you. And that's the same thing that he's saying to us tonight. He's got so much more for us. But guess what? He's going to give it to us in a way, in a vein, in an avenue that we can receive it. Amen? Just like if Leslie was to give Amelia a big old piece of steak back there, what would happen? It wouldn't work. Amen. So God, that's what he does with us. He gives it according to where we're willing to allow his word to take us to. Amen. Paul wrote to the church, and you mark it down and look at your home study time in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in verses of about 1 through 7 or 8. And he says, I've got many things to say to you. He said, but I can't speak it to you now, because as I try to speak it to you, you're still a babe in this area. And don't take that offensive, because I'm a babe in a lot of areas. And I'm not ashamed to admit it, because I want God to know that I want to hear the word sip by sip, drop by drop. Because as I do, I'll grow up into it. I'll mature into it. I'll step out of the carnal man and I'll step more into the spiritual man to be able to receive the promises of God. But I want you to not be discouraged, not to waver in any form or fashion, not to doubt God in any way. Just know there's a season when you can bear, you can hear what God has for you. Let's look at an example. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Look what Jesus tells out of his very mouth as he's teaching. He says something along this very same lines that will point the truth. Look what he says in verse number 33. Jesus, he just gave this wonderful teaching, and that the word says in Mark 4:33, and with many such parables spake he, Jesus, the word unto them, as, notice this, as they were able to hear it.
Yes.
As. See, I may not be able to hear things that you can hear yet, because you may have been through different trials, different circumstances where you've trusted God. You believe God. You've been pruned and purged. You went through the fire and you can just receive that. I may not be to that place yet, but God, He'll allow me to come there if I'm willing to listen to testimony, listen to word. Amen. Because look at the next verse. Look what He promises us. Verse 34. But without a parable spake He not unto them. Now look at this. And when they were alone, He, Jesus, with the disciples, when they were alone, He expounded all things to His disciples. How many disciples we got here tonight? Amen? Come on. We're disciples. Simply meaning that's mathetes in the Greek. It means a pupil, a learner, someone who's wanting to be disciplined in the Word of God, in the Word of truth. And so if I'm a disciple, if I get along with Jesus, come on, and that's what you and I are. We're disciples. If we'll get along with Jesus, as we will bear it, guess what? He's going to teach us more. And more and more. That's a promise. And he said when that starts happening in your life, faith will start rising. Amen. And truth, because we talked about this morning that Jesus said, if you'll be my disciple, remember, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciple indeed, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. We start walking in some things. So I've got an obligation. I need to be at a place where I hear somebody testify about what God done, or about how the Spirit of God revealed a word to them, a verse to them, a promise to them. I hear that. But I don't quite understand it. I don't see how they can get what they got out of that. Well, I take it home with me. Amen. I get alone with the Lord. And I lay down on my altar. You know, wherever it may be, whether it's literally on my altar that Sister Joe and George give me, or whether it's in the bed, whatever it might be. And I just get alone with the Lord and I say, Lord, what did you mean when you said that to my brother or my sister? Come on, I think about it. I chew the cud, as David said. I meditate on the Word of God and I bring it up. And I start getting more and more out of it. Amen. And guess what? All of a sudden, I can bear, I can receive, I can carry what they say. Amen. That's what this word means. Let's go back to John. Let's reread that verse. And you stay with me. This is good stuff tonight. I promise you by the Spirit of God. Now look what he says here. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear it now. You cannot carry it. See, when we hear the word, we've got a responsibility then. When we hear it with understanding, we've got a responsibility to carry that word, to let that word in turn carry us. You see, there's certain things that you and I hear, and if we don't receive it, then that's okay. But if we understand that word, then we have a responsibility to let that word raise us up out of our circumstance, out of our situation. We have a responsibility to let that word bring freedom in our lives, because then, as we've heard the word, we're responsible to live that word, because when you and I live what we know, when we live what we've received, it brings God glory. It edifies the body of Christ, and it pulls people who are on the outside toward the center.
Yes.
Center being Jesus, amen. Pulls them in and makes them understand that there's more than what they're living their life by, what they're living their life in, and there's a source that will change everything about them, amen. Okay, now look what he says here. He says verse 13, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come." You see, now this is how you and I, when we get alone with the Lord, and we start meditating, start chewing this word, we start honoring God, because we've heard that word. Well, when we honor God, then He starts what? The Bible says who we honor, it's talking about God, He'll honor us more.
Yes.
So we start recognizing that God is, there's a word that's out there for us. Something was spoken in a testimony or a song or a Sunday school lesson or a sermon, whatever it might be, and we honor God with it. All of a sudden, He honors us with His presence. His Spirit falls, comes up inside of us, but falls from heaven and starts bringing a teaching revelation, a teaching anointing to our life to be able to help us to see that God's got more than we've ever dreamed of. God has freedom and liberty and joy and all of these things that is just there. But they can only come as we fellowship with Him through the Spirit. Amen? So we need to recognize some things. He said, when the Spirit is come. Now, Jesus is talking prophetically here. And as He's saying this, He's talking about what's going to happen just a few days hence. Amen? He's talking about Acts chapter 2, right? When the Holy Spirit came. But He's also talking about, in the terms of the Gentiles, let's read that. Acts 10. Let's see that this is for us today. Peter goes to Cornelius' house. You know the story, but it's good to lay our eyes on the Word of God. Acts chapter 10, and he preaches them a message about Jesus. And in verse 44, Acts 10, 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, fell on them, which heard the Word. You see, as we hear the Word, and we receive the Word, the Spirit of God, this literally happened, but the Spirit of God today, as the gift of the Holy Ghost has done been given, starts moving in your life. Starts teaching you. Starts bringing the understanding to you. He fell on them when they heard the Word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, and he said, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? So that's what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about the Holy Spirit coming on the day of Pentecost, but also here we see it coming to the Gentile people. And so we look at that prophetically, but we look at it in our own life every day, that we know that the Spirit of God is here. Amen. He's here. He abides within the believer. And so if He abides within you and I, and we know that He is because we've been sealed with that Spirit of promise, as the Word of God tells us, then I can have the assurance that what? Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth.
Yes, amen.
We have someone that will take a concern about what we're wondering about, of what we're needing, which decision to make, which direction to turn, what to do, what to say. All of these things that you and I, if we're not careful, we can get weighted down in this world about. We have a promise. And the promise is, I know now that the Holy Spirit has come. And so I have a promise from my Lord, my Savior, the one who is willing to walk, come on, in this flesh body. tempted like I am, yet without sin, and He died and gave up everything for me. Now I've got a promise, and His promise is that His Spirit will guide me into all truth. Now, this word guide is from the Greek word, and it means to be like a conductor. You know, like, you know, you've all had seen people, whether they in music class or in choir class, whatever, where you got the little guy with a little stick or whatever. You know, and I don't know anything about music, so I can't even talk about that, but they play off of what he does.
Right.
Well, that's because they can see him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I have a promise here, my promise is that Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would guide me.
Uh-huh.
That means I've got an option to believe God, take Him for His Word. I may not see Him with my natural eye, but I have a promise. I can see Him inside here by faith. Amen? And by faith, I can see what the Spirit of God is trying to show me from the Word.
Uh-huh.
I can see where I'm at, and I can see what the enemy's trying to do by the Word, and I can see where God is trying to lead me through this very minefield of life, if you would, and I can have success. You can have success tonight. That's a promise. He said, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of the truth, has come, He will guide you into some truth.
No.
What?
All truth.
All truth.
Amen.
Because Jesus is the truth.
Right.
Since He is the truth, then the Spirit is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because they're one, amen?
Right.
And He can guide me into all truth.
Amen.
That means, I don't know how many people you come in contact through the week that they've got so many concerns, so many questions, and they're being continually in a place where fear is trying to rob them of their security, of everything that God has for them. You and I, we've got to help them be able to hear from the Spirit. Because this isn't just for a few chosen people, this is for all of God's people. All of God's children. We've got to help them to know that they can hear from God by His own Spirit. And they can have truth. Come on, people are hurting. I mean, the devil is just doing so many things in their mind to steal, kill, and destroy, to cause them unrest in their home, in their future, in what might happen. All of these scenarios being painted and being drawn up by the enemy. And we've got to help them that they can recognize a lie,
uh-huh,
and they can come into truth. Amen. They can be guided into truth. It doesn't have to be what the enemy, a lot of times, he paints a picture and he gets us to receive it by faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, come on now, really. We receive the things of God by faith,
right.
But you know, you and I, we can have negative faith in the things of the world, the devil. And we can, by faith, we can allow Him to bring those things in our life. We're going to say, no, them has nothing to do with me because I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. And no, devil, I've got a hedge around me. I've got a God who loves me and nothing can separate me from the love of God. And I'm going to go in His will, His way, His plan. He's going to take care of me. Amen? Okay, now look at what this says here. It says, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Oh, glory. The Holy Ghost is going to show us what God has for us. He's going to show us what the enemy has, and He's going to help us to avoid the things of the enemy and walk in the plan, the promises of God. This show, I want you to notice that in verses 13, 14, and 15, we have it three different times. And the word is a Greek word. It means to rehearse. God, the Holy Spirit is going to rehearse before our very eyes what is going on around us, the reality. You talk to people, and so many times they're so afraid of what is going to happen that they can't receive from God what He has for them to happen. Amen? And so because the enemy is rehearsing all of these things, and you and I need to help them refocus. We need to help them adjust and to be able to see that God's got good things for them. That God is their very present help, ever-present help in time of trouble. Amen? He's going to hold them by the hand, and He's going to take them through every circumstance and situation. Start seeing God as a good God. Start seeing God as the provider and not the enemy. There's not a question who's won.
Right.
Come on, you talk to people in the world, and they're not convinced. You and I tonight, we're convinced. We know who won. Jesus won. Amen? And so we're going to hold on to what He has for us. Now look what this says one more time. It says, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but He will, but whatsoever He heareth, that shall He speak, and He will show it to you." Oh, glory. Now, I've got to be able to look at the right things. Because I want God to show me.
Uh-huh.
You want God to show you. Now, Jesus, He gave this warning. He said in Matthew chapter 15, down about verse 11 or so, He said, "If the blind lead the blind,
yeah,
what shall happen? Both fall in the ditch." Yes, Miss Wanda, they both fall in the ditch.
Uh-huh.
So we've got a choice to make in realizing I can see by God or I can be blinded by the devil. So I want to see. I want God to rehearse before me. I want to get along with God. And I want to let the Spirit of God show me who I really am. Tonight, I'm excited about who you are. I am. I see a group of people who are saved, who have the blood of Jesus on their lives. Are you perfect? Am I perfect? No. But we've got the blood of Jesus. Amen? We've got a heart to serve God. We've got a heart to do what God would have us to do. And so all of these other things that's going around us, we've got to recognize and realize that because we're saved, blood bought, because we're Spirit filled, because our name is written down, God has a destiny for us. And we've got to let the Spirit of God lead us into that destiny. And all of these things that would divide us, that would discourage us, we got to keep that put down under the lies, come on, by keeping the truth, Jesus, above everything else. Amen?
Amen.
He said, "He shall," this is what the Holy Spirit will do, "He shall glorify me."
Amen.
If you and I are hearing things that doesn't glorify God, the Word, then we can recognize readily, this is not the truth.
Right. Amen.
This isn't for me. The truth is what's for me. The truth is what's for you. We're a vessel that is made, that's meant for the Master's use. A vessel made unto honor. A vessel to hold the precious Word of God. And so when something contrary to that comes to us, wait a minute, it's not bringing my God glory. It's not edifying me or my brothers or sisters. I refuse it. I reject it. I cast it down in the name of Jesus. Because I know that Jesus said that those things that He had would build me up.
Amen.
That they would cause me to be strong.
Amen.
So if what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, if it's not edifying me, making me strong, it's not for me. It's not for my brothers and sisters. And I want that put down. I want that stopped right now because I want them to be in a place where they enjoy their salvation more and more. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. He said, once again in verse 14, He said, "He shall show it unto you." What a promise. He said, "All things that my Father hath are mine." Oh my, let's think about this. Now the Holy Spirit is going to show us what God has for us through Jesus. And Jesus just said, all things, they're mine. God gave them to me. Let's understand that. Now that's a powerful verse. Now let's look at John chapter 3. We're in 15. Now hold your place. We'll be right back. But John chapter 3, look out of the mouth of Jesus what He says. And down about verse 35. John 3:35. "The Father loved the Son and hath given all things into His hand." All things. Jesus said, "I've got everything in my hand." Now Jesus is, His hands is open to us. Everywhere we look after the crucifixion, His hand is reaching out to His people.
Uh-huh.
And right now, we got to see by the Spirit what God has for us.
Right.
God has the peace that passeth, as you read, Vesta in Philippians chapter 4, has the peace of God that passeth all understanding. But I got to be careful for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, make my request known unto God. Come on. That's what He has for me. He has peace for me, but I've got to take my concerns and give them to Him. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are," what? Come on. If give things to the Lord. Amen? And let the Lord give you the truth. Now, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we know that Jesus is for us.
Amen.
And we got to say just what the Bible says. If the Lord is for me, who can be against
Amen.
It? We've got to stand in that. All things. God the Father has given Jesus all things. So there's nothing. Remember we said it this morning. Those who walk uprightly, out of the book of Psalms, God said He would withhold no good thing. What do you need tonight? What do you believe in God for? What does God have for you that you need to slow down and listen?
Yes.
Come on now, I don't know about you. I can't speak for you. But I know sometimes the Spirit of God convicts me and says, would you just stop? Just sit down for a minute. I just want to talk to you just for a second. If you'll listen for a second, it'll change your whole day.
Amen.
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 One word from God, it changes our vision, our attitude, our understanding. And gives us hope instead of despair. Okay. Go back to, let's finish up. John 15. He said, all things that the Father hath of mine, therefore said I, that He shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Oh, glory. He's going to show it unto us. See, we've got to look at Jesus as our pattern. Can we read one more? Look at John 5:19. Hold your place right here. And let's look at an example of Jesus. John 5:19. Then answered Jesus and said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do, for what things soever He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. In other words, Jesus said, I don't do anything, and we won't take time to read it, but John 8:28 says He didn't say anything unless He heard God say it. How did Jesus do it? Jesus walked in the flesh like you and I, but He had the Spirit of God like you and I.
Amen.
So what He saw by the Spirit, that's what He did. What He heard by the Spirit, that's what He said.
Right. Amen.
So tonight, if you're going to change your situation, if you're going to change your circumstances, if you're going to believe God and have things happen, you and I, we've got to put this into practice. We've got to believe that God's going to tell us what we need to know. But then we've got to what? We've got to then do what Jesus did. Jesus got along with God. He saw it and He acted on it.
Yes.
He heard it and He spoke it. In your home study time, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6. And it says, but God commanded, when He commanded, light come out of darkness. Darkness had to dissipate.
Yes.
Okay, this is what Jesus is saying tonight. You and I, we've got to get along with God and let the Spirit teach us, and then we command and let light push darkness out.
Yes, amen.
In other words, your need, let it be pushed out because you're saying what God says.
Yes.
For your circumstance, for your situation, for your family, for your job, for whatever it might be, you hold on and let the Spirit of God teach you, and then command. Bid what God says for you to say. And as you do that, your words will be creative because they're not pure words. They're from heaven.
Yes.
They're anointed by the Spirit because God's Word is anointed. And it's creative. And it creates in your life. Don't ever say, my spouse will never be saved. Don't ever say, my child will never be saved. Don't ever. The enemy will try to discourage you and try to get you to say that. I mean, you're praying and you're doing everything you can, and then the devil will line up a circumstance where it looks hopeless. Don't ever yield to that. Say, no, God has promised me and my household. I'm going to say what God says. Come on, I'm going to say, I'm going to hold on to it. Even if the world calls me a fool, even if people don't understand me, God understands me because God's my source. Amen? And we hold on to that. And as we hold on to it, you and I will never be disappointed. Not in God.
Right.
I may disappoint you. Don't ever mean to, but I might. But God won't.
Amen.
Amen. His Word will work. It will come to pass.
Yes.
I want you to think about this now. You and I, we spend a lot of time watching a lot of things in the world. And that's okay. But we need to make sure that we get alone and let God rehearse to us. There's a great call on every one of your lives in here. Every one of you, you've got a call to pray, and you've got an anointing to pray. I believe this is a praying church. I believe it with all my heart. You've got an anointing to give. You do. You give out of your heart. You give out of what God's gave you. But as you've done that, you can start to expect an increase. Because every time you look in the Word of God, as I look in the Word of God, you see how faithful people increase in God's will, God's plan. So get ready to be able to do what you've never done before. To see what you've been believing for. To trust God and let it come to pass. Amen?
Amen.
Let God rehearse to you what He has for you. And it'll happen.
Amen.
I believe it. Pray with me. Father God, we thank You for Your goodness, Your kindness. I thank You for this moment of time that we've had, Lord, in Your Word. Lord, I ask You right now by the Spirit of God, let this Word spark things down deep inside of our spirit that causes our mind to be renewed to the Word of truth, to be able to believe You for things that we've never believed before. And let those promises, let those provisions, let those plans, let them be rehearsed over and over. Let us see our lost loved ones, our lost neighbors. Let us see them sitting on the pew beside us. Let us see the very will that You have for us in the body of Christ. Let us see ourselves doing it. Let us walk in that. Oh, let it be, Father. Oh, I ask You in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Would You come tonight? And would You say, Lord, I want to bow down at this altar and I want to see something from heaven. By Your Spirit, I want You to teach me what I need to know right now for this circumstance, for this situation. And I'm going to hold on to that. And I'm going to speak of that. I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to let it come out of my life. Because it's going to be mine because You gave it to me. And what You gave to me cannot be taken away by the enemy. Hallelujah.
Now, And the name of Jesus, Lord, you took stripes for us, Lord. So we come together right now and we speak life over her, the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Oh, Lord Jesus, by the anointing that destroys yokes, oh, let the yoke of the sickness that it be destroyed off of her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Love you, brother. You're a man, you know that.
I love Jesus.
I know y'all do.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Holy Man
is the name of the Lord.
I'm glad
to
felt the Holy Spirit in this struggle.
Sign up,
past
all hell,
get the spoken out. It's the truth of the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's wonderful.
I've been told this is involved, but she told me that her out of her house, that you remember this? That you were saved and you were a lot. You didn't say with, I was baptized, but you said, I'm satisfied with my religion. What did I do? What did I do?
Any other need?
The other day, I was sure, all still, I had tears. The only one, besides my family, that every person, I just felt like it. I don't go hide. She's the first one. I was friends. The rest day, I never miss her. She said, "Well, I have to give her a quarter. I believe if she gave me a hug, I'd give you a hug."
Yes,
sir. Man, I was giving a dollar. If I got you her dollar, I would give her a dollar. I would give her a dollar. I want to.
Feeling being ministered to by God, you know, by the Spirit of God and everything, and Him teaching you. I thank Him for it. And let's just give the Lord another thing. I know we went over the announcements earlier, and I guess the main one to remember for this week, so y'all don't forget, is the singing is this Friday night. So y'all be sure, it starts at 7 o'clock, y'all be sure and come be blessed and bring some food. I'll be working, so I won't be able to be here, and my wife will be working too, so we'll be praying for y'all. And don't forget about the 26th, is our fall fest. And it's coming up faster than we think. I believe today is the 12th. So yes, please bring candy. Start bringing your candy now, because there won't be enough. So please, as a teacher, if there's any prize that you want to bring, a lot of games, if the kids do something at the game, they'll win a prize. Any prize that you want to bring, any toy or anything like that, it doesn't have to be very expensive, something small, that'd be great too. If you got it in your heart, we need volunteers to help. That's the big thing. Last year, it was a few people. And take it on me. It really does. And get the word out about it too. We'll be making up flyers to hang. And the 25th, the Saturday before that, is the youth rally. So don't forget about that. 6 o'clock, not 7. And then November the 9th, get the word out about the homecoming. I believe that's all the announcements.
I want to tell people to bring the recipes too.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. I've forgotten completely about that. Vicky and who else is helping you with this?
Star.
Vicky and Star are putting together a church cookbook. So be sure and bring in your recipes. We like food. We're Pentecostals. So be sure and bring the recipes. And give them to Vicky or Star. Anything else? Okay. If not, then we'll stand. And Brother Bill, would you just listen to some prayer?
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Lord, we ask you to bless each one, Lord. Go with us, Lord, in our hearts. Bring us back to the fullest time in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.